goodness upon it. Grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
We bless your holy name for your divine presence in our midst. We honor you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for granting all your understanding. And thank you for granting us your comprehensive ability tonight. Take all the glory in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, we depend on you. Help every one of us.
Amen.
Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have our seat. We have a very limited time tonight to share with us briefly why God redeemed your life. Everything that God does is for a specific purpose. And your knowing of this tonight will make you to reign in the name of the Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 5. Verse 9 and 10. Your coming to 9 will increase your life. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. 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 Tonight we'll be sharing with you why God redeemed your life. We have no doubt from the word of God that we have been redeemed. We are the redeemer of the Lord. And he said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the devil. I quit to say, and I will continue to say, that Satan is no longer a problem to anyone. Today, whatever happens, we always shift the blame to Satan. Yes, Satan is not the problem. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Let's take it, give it up as 9 again in the 19. Someone is here to be helped tonight. Someone is here to be strengthened from every discouragement, from every depression, from every confusion, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they sang a new song with these words: You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God. And they will reign on the earth. And they will reign on the earth. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. The primary reason why God redeemed us. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. From those three scripture passages, we look at something there, reign. God made us kings here on earth to have dominion, to establish his kingdom in our own sphere. But we find out today that a lot of things goes on. People complain here and there. Instead of accepting responsibility, we keep shifting the blame to someone else. But I want to show you something tonight. Thank God for your eyes of understanding is open. But my prayer for you is that God will help you to take responsibility. There is a scripture passage. Each time we read it, we realize that there is something going on somewhere. And I will read it for you again. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Verse 7. Anything outside reigning is not God's purpose for your life as a child of God. Nothing on earth should dominate you. You were empowered by God to dominate all things. Only you cannot dominate human being. No human being is called, no human being is empowered to dominate another human being. Do you understand my point? I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the head. What is the problem? Why are God's children failing today? Why are things not working for them? Why seem as if God is too far? Why do we live as if God has not done anything for us? Why is it we live as if redemption has not taken place? This is the answer to nine. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Everything you see on earth work by principles. We love miracle, we believe in miracle, but excuse me, miracle is only 2%. Life is all about 2% miracles and 95%, 98% principles. If we neglect the principle of God, miracle will not happen. Do you understand my point? We should not turn God to a magician. Every product you see today has a process of production. Are you hearing me now? As we see, why the reason why God redeemed you tonight, you will be highly blessed. and you will accept responsibility in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday we got to a point where a question was asked. Why is it that what belongs to me have not gotten it? Even though it belongs to you, there is a process before you can get those things as yours. Is that clear? Can any one of us give a 4 years old boy a car key to be driving? 4 years old boy. No matter how intelligent the boy is. Why? Even if he's the only child of the parent and the parent has 100 cars, what will happen? All these things belong to you, but you must pass through what? The process of development. God has made all things available for us in Christ Jesus. But we cannot take delivery of them now because of our lack of self-improvement. You know, many people rush here, they thought that maybe when you just come, you take. No. God is not a magician. He takes time to raise people before he sends them out. Now, let's get to where I'm going now. In the 3 scriptures we've read, now we realize that reigning is actually your portion. The question is that, how do I reign? What must I do to reign as king and prince and priest here on earth? What do I do? What stopped me for all these years from reigning? What stopped me from taking dominion, which God has graciously delivered unto us? Number one disease we have today. We only love quick and quick what? Quick satisfaction. Sharp, sharp. God is not a God of sharp, sharp. Do you hear what I say? God is not. So some of us here, sorry to utter this, some of you have visited more than 50 prophets. Just going up and down. Yet your problem never solved. You can't ask yourself a question, what is wrong with you? I've never seen somebody who plant corn today and harvest it the following day. Is it possible? He has to pass through a process of at least 3 months. Is that true? What if you plant palm tree? What happened? You will harvest it in 3 months. Palm tree and corn, which one is more important? Which one will last longer? May I ask, what kind of miracle are you looking for? Is it the one that will finish now or the one that will last longer? Please, I need your response now. Eh? Can you maybe, if you stay in the village or you have read, you will know that there are some palm tree that has that's a system under 100 years. Is that true? How many can exist up to 3 years? So when your development is that of corn, you will reap quick and go away and finish. And they liken every righteous man to a palm tree. Give other scripture, passage Psalm 92, from verse 12. God loves you so much, He won't like to leave you the way you are. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like cedar, like a cedar in Lebanon. Do you hear that the righteous shall flourish like corn? The righteous shall flourish like tomatoes. Is that what God said? What does it take to uproot corn? Did it take 5 minutes? What does it take to uproot palm tree? 3, 4, 5 days, you are still digging. If truly you want to obey and follow the principle of God, you have to be deeply rooted before you can produce quality results. Do you hear what I said? For you to reign as kings, there is a principle that God has put in place, which I will share with you. That principle is called wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14 and 15. You know, next week will be in Rumi. So next week Sunday, you will wait and digest what we are hearing today. That's why I'm taking my time now. So that you will not feel as if not meeting that day, that you will listen to something. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. And sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign. By me, wisdom, kings reign. And princes decree justice. When he said, he has made us to be kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. What will guarantee our reigning is the wisdom of God. Is the wisdom of God. Is the wisdom of God. Wisdom is the practical application of acquired knowledge for the purpose of achieving a desired result. If you need result, then you must apply. Wisdom is that ability of God that enables you to practically apply the acquired knowledge. Jesus, the Son of the Living God, points to a matter. Why calling me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? That was an issue to me. Big issue to me. Today we have many people call Lord, 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 everywhere. Yet something is not working. What is the problem? Is the problem with the law? No. Luke chapter 6, from verse 46 to 49. Life is all about 2% of miracle and 98% of principles. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? He say give, he say not at all. Give and it shall be given. Say how? You are asking question. He say all what you need is in the word of God. He say no. I have my way. There is one Baba there. There is one prophet there. He used to see. He used to do this. Let me tell you the truth. Honestly speaking, if we hear you, there is no prophet on earth that is greater than the word of God. In fact, God make prophet by the word of God. Hear this. There is no man of God on earth that is greater than the word of God. No matter the anointing, you even draw your anointing from God's word. How many of you believe that? Uh-huh. So it's better for you to get to the source of all things than to look for just a fragment. Am I communicating? Do you know one thing I have discovered about the anointing? No matter how anointing a man of God is, he used to sleep. But God never sleep. Can you see the difference? God never sleep nor slumber. But no matter whom you are as a man, provided you are still here, you are liable to sleep. Is that true? Huh? One man said to me one day, he said, he will keep praying for me. I said, nothing. It's not necessary. Don't know why I said so. He can't keep on praying for me. It's not true. Even though if we wish to do it, something else will take over him one day. Is that true? Only Jesus can keep praying for someone without stopping. Is that true? It's in the Bible. I'm just telling you the truth. If any man of God say, no problem, I will keep praying for you. Worry. It's not true. You are not the only person in his pipeline. Am I communicating? Are they not genuine? They are genuine, but they are limited. Eh? There is no everlasting man, but we have everlasting God. No matter the years we want to spend, one day we will go. Is that true? But God never died. So get married to him. That's why I'm pointing you to the Creator now. Since God helped us, since this work began in 2013 fully, we have been preaching Christ alone. We have no two messages to preach. Anyone that like, take. Anyone that like, should refuse. That's not our problem. Am I communicating now? Look at what he said. Whosoever cometh to me, and I stand to be corrected, I'm telling you this. Don't go to church. Confusion, of course. See your eyes now. Go to Christ. As you are going to your church, knowing that you are going to meet Christ. I'm going to our church. Hey, don't go to your church. Go to Christ. Where? In your church. Because I said, don't go to the church. Hey, what do you mean? I know what I'm talking about. Because that has been the problem that we have today. I'm going to the mountain. Don't go to the mountain. Go to God in the mountain. Am I communicating, please? Each time you are going to your church, knowing that you are going there for a definite encounter that day, you are going to meet the creator of your life, then you will receive the encounter. Is that true? A man told me one day, he said there is a mountain in the west where God answers prayer. People are trooping in there. And I said, with the knowledge that God has granted, I said, I don't go to the mountain. He said, what do you mean? I said, I only go to God in any mountain. Simple. He said, what do you mean? Even Moses, that great man of God, went to the mountain. I said, it's not true. I disapprove with his theology that day. And I'm going to show you that theology today, whether it's in your own theology. Monte Kona, Monte this. Mm-mm. Don't go to mountain. Go to Christ. Where? On the mountain. When God beckoned to Moses, he said, come unto me in the mountain. It is they come to the mountain. But today we go to mountain. That's how we didn't get any result. Am I communicating? Exodus 24. I'm coming back to this matter. Verse 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me in the mount. Come up to me in the mount. Please, and anything you are doing, knowing that the only person that can give you the best of your life is God. This is what I'm pointing you to. Am I communicating now? When you dress up any day, you are going to your church, knowing that you are going to God. We are in your denomination. That's what I'm pointing out. And the Lord said unto Moses, come unto me in the mount. I was thinking that would be the end of it. Do you hear what Jesus said again? Come unto me. All ye that labor, come unto me. All ye that labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me. May I ask you again and again, who do you come to see here today? When the matter arose, John the Baptist sent his disciple to Jesus. Are you the one? Or we should look for another one? He said, go and tell him. What did he went to the desert for to see? This is, even in your very room where you stay, you know that God is there. It will make your life to flourish on time. Am I communicating? Then I go to our Luke, chapter 6 now, verse 47. I tell people, anytime you are coming here in particular, I know that you are here to meet God for a definite encounter of your life. Whosoever cometh to me. Can you see it again? Whosoever cometh to me. Not whosoever cometh to a man. Not whosoever cometh to a prophet. Not whosoever cometh to a pastor. But whosoever cometh to me. To me. That's every preacher. The only person you are guaranteed you are called. And you are anointed and ordained to introduce to people is Jesus Christ. Am I communicating, please? Why am I emphasizing on this thing? Your life, every day you are getting advanced in age. Is that true? And one day. You know my fear? when a child is born, I've observed it very well. Every child that is born become like this. Is it true? Huh? But when an old man is dying, what did he do? He opened it. What I came with, I drop it here. May I ask you a question? When you will be no more, what will people read about you? That's the essence of life. What will people say about you that without this man, without this woman, something will have gone wrong? I want to reposition you to back and refocus your life back to the reason why you were redeemed. Do you understand my point? How many of you have seen dying people? Except the old people. How do they look like? Huh? They do what? Huh? They release their hand. When a child is born, what do people do? They rejoice that another Messiah has come to us. But when an old man dies, what happens? People cry. I think we should learn lessons. You were created, you were redeemed by God to what? To reign. To reign. We are here on earth. That's why we are here. Your life is actually an answer to somebody's problem. You must know it. All this, I'm looking for money, I'm looking for money. I used to ask people, is money not a byproduct or something? Is money not a paper? Any government can wake up any day and say, it's changing the currency. Is that not true? But do you know, nobody can say it's changing you. If you're a black man, you're a black man. Even if you bleach, that bleaching will soon fade. You talk, it's a normal thing. Am I communicating now? Hear this. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. 48, please. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the sea beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he that heareth and doeth not, he is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which he soon did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. What is God telling us? A true child of God, no problem should weigh you down. Yes. No problem should tear your life apart. Because any problem that comes across your way, the problem is saying no, that is coming to me solution. That's life. From today, you no longer get to the point of not knowing what to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You were created by God. You were redeemed by Him. You were delivered by Him. You were saved by Him. Primarily to do what? To reign here on earth. When I saw the Taharis, I used to pity. Something used to anger me. When they are taking the best of your life, they retire you to go home and do what? And die. Simple. That's just the simple truth. We saw a man today waiting. We're saying something. This man, God fabricated his life, fashioning for a definite something. But yet, he's dying somewhere. What is that? Am I communicating? Do you know you are created by God to be a producer or something? Do you know you are created by God to be a solution to problems? say, by me, wisdom, kings
reign.
Princes decree justice. It's a serious issue. May I tell you the truth now? The solution to your problem is within you. It's not even outside of you. Yes. Why are unbelievers prospering and believers are not prospering? They understood the principle of the head. There is a law that governs the head. And if anyone will abide by that law, I bet with you, he will survive. They may not get to heaven, but as far as fear is concerned, they have something to offer to people. You were created and redeemed by God to offer something, offer solution to people, to make life comfortable for people. How many of you believe that? When I say what I say, I mean business. Those who sell bread, who retail bread? If the bakery refused to produce bread for 1 week, what happened to them? They have no job. Do you think like that? You should not get to a point where if something stops somewhere, it shouldn't affect your life. Because you are rightly positioned. God rightly created your life, redeemed your life, and rightly positioned your life. This is what we are sharing with you today. Am I communicating? Eh? We have shout Holy Ghost fire enough. We have killed Goliath enough. We have killed King Uzziah for enough. I was in a place, honestly speaking. God will have mercy on this generation. When the program, we are somewhere one day, they were praying, sir, very serious. Let my King Uzziah die. Everybody will pray. So what kind of nonsense is this? Were you told that Isaiah prayed that King Uzziah should die? Is that what you said? Were you told that King Uzziah was the problem of Isaiah? He was only referring to a reference that the year that King Uzziah died, I saw that. Lord. King Uzziah was not his problem. Do you feel like that? If King Uzziah was to be his problem, will King Uzziah appear in the genealogy of Jesus if he has to be a problematic person? You know when we lost, you know when they take Sunday from somebody and give him Saturday, he behaved anyhow. You know Saturday and Sunday started with S, but they are different days. You know the day? On Sunday, Jesus responded. But on Saturday, he was still where? He was where? He's still in the grave. Friends, don't let us give you what is in the grave. Let them give you what? It's at the right hand of God. The time we wasted in praying nonsensical prayer, which God can never answer. Hey, Joseph, please, sir, please stand up. How many times did King David kill Goliath? He keep killing him. Don't you know how many years they have been leading that prayer? The question I ask is that, how many times did David kill Goliath? Is it not once? I don't know why, where we get all this. How many times did the children of Israel cross the Red Sea? How many times will be praying that your Red Sea should dry? And it shall never dry. Is there any Red Sea before you at all? There is none. Do you know the greatest Red Sea before you? It's your ignorance. Thank you. Because I need to ask this question. I read my Bible again. When I say, okay, if we leave the prayer for killing Goliath today, tomorrow and next, are you not being legal this way? Did he kill Goliath 3 times? Is it not once? See, hear this. Accepting responsibility is what will take you out of where you are to where you ought to be. There is a place for you. But God will not take you there without your what? Responsibility. You must be involved. This is the point. Some of us need to go back home and reason. If what I am doing is not bringing glory to God, can't I change it? Where do you shout Happy New Year now? Now we are in February again. This year is again is going. By October again, you started preparing to buy another Christmas cloth. Is it Christmas cloth you will be keep buying in your life? I reject it for you. You know many of you are here as we are sitting down. You are actually an employer of labor, but you are roasting away. Some of you now, when God will open your eyes afresh to see what He wants to do with your life, you will realize that you are the one stopping God from working. But I believe from now you no longer stop. That's what we are dealing with. Do you understand my point now? God said, He redeemed your life and made you king and prince unto God. And we shall reign. When I read my book, it didn't say we shall reign in heaven. We are. But we have sang a lot of songs. When you get to heaven, you will reign. Don't worry, just endure trouble here. When you get there, you reign. Excuse me. Listen to me. There is raining in heaven. But the first raining is here. What is that raining here? To subdue. To have dominion over situations of life. Eh? Anything you are doing that you are not exceptional there, go back to God. Let Him reshape your life so that you can become exceptional. Am I communicating? You see, old men dream dreams. You will ask your question, what kind of dreams are? Is it a dream of future or a dream of regret? Eh? I will release you now. But go back home with this. I never see where you see young men with dreams. Young where we see what? And any young person that sees vision and did not pursue it will turn to dreaming dreams later. If they didn't pay salary in this state now, you will see a lot. Unbeliever does not even need salary to survive. Is Dangote a believer? Wake up. Do what? Wake up! My business, I'm selling cloth. Is it not possible? Somebody who has done eating where will they buy cloth? And I realize that most of the cloth sellers, today you know your people, most of the cloth sellers today in the office, are they not pushing it to the people by force? They say they have not paid me. How many years? They say 3 years. How will they pay you? Do they tell you they need cloth? Is it cloth that people need now? Please, I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, don't let the grace of God be a waste over your life. Tonight, I'm actually here to talk to you. If you sleep 8 hours daily, when you are 30 years old, you are actually 20 years. You have used 10 years to sleep. The unfortunate thing today, you see young people say they want to go and see Esther. Did their Esther lost? Did Esther send for them? You went and sleep in the afternoon for 2-3 hours. You are seeing Esther. Is your life that is diminishing? Have you forgotten that your life is going? How many of you used to see Esther in the afternoon? Don't see Esther again. Get into walking. Get into walking. Eh? You see, in all labor, there is profit. 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 God is a worker. Jesus is a worker. Who do you resemble? You see a young man say, you want to go and see his friend. I say, did your friend send for you? Is your friend dancing? The other day, they invited our brother for a meeting. They now send, he say, somebody say, come and see your this. He say, the person that makes news does not watch news. Those who make news does not watch what? News! Enough of wasting time. Time is counting on you every day.
every day. We are praying and I say, Lord, come now, come and deliver. I say, you are the deliverer I put here.
Rise up
and deliver your people. I'm not coming. I've done what I need to do. That is, am I communicating? Is God blessing you?
And if what you are doing is not producing results, before you change it, check your life.
What improvement do you improve on yourself? The young graduates is the only one that pains me most. Some of them, for a whole year, they won't read 2 books.
And because I don't have money, that's why I cannot start the business now. It's not money you need.
You don't need money to start business.
You do not need money to do what? What do you need to start business? You have time.
And you have all the resources on hand. God never give money to everybody equally.
I mean?
But God give everybody time. How many of you have 22 hours in a day?
You have 24.
American president half. Dangote half, how many? Bishop Oyedepo half, how many? What is the difference between you and them?
Eh?
What they do with their time? May I ask you this question? What do you do with your time? Let me tell you, anyone that wastes time will be a poor man. Sure. Definition of a poor man is when you see the way you use what he do with his time. In this era that God is looking for those he want to give idea to, somebody will sit cross his leg and watch television 2 hours. On what ground? Which knowledge are you acquiring from that television?
Nigeria movie, you use your money to buy the cassette. You use your money to wash it. And your life is roasting away.
If I were you from tonight, I would wake up. I know the message is not for everybody. But you know some people will take step on this message who are not even here. Who hear it? Who will hear it? So I'm not preaching to few. I'm preaching to multitude. In the next 50 years, Jesus started, this message will still be speaking. That's why we are echoing it. Excuse me.
By me,
what happened? Kings reign. It just this wisdom fall on anybody, like ripe mango, you go for it. You can't buy wisdom in the market. You go to God who giveth wisdom. Hello, are you hearing me now? Okay, you are offended at me. Shout hallelujah.
Do you understand now? Every day there is opportunity.
But when you are not prepared, the opportunity will elapse. Wake up. Do what, please? Wake up. Somebody asked me one day, we should pray for a better government in Nigeria so that the price of goods will come down. See, the price of goods will never come. I'm not prophesying. That's the reality. It won't come down. It keeps going up.
What do I do?
I say be productive, even if they are sending a loaf of bread, 3 million, you have to buy. You don't need any problem.
When there was famine all over the world, Jacob said, take money, go and buy. He didn't say, go and beg. Even in time of crisis,
if you are productive, you will still enjoy your life. You will still bless others. You will still help others.
Do you hear what I say now?
So if we are praying that the price of good will come down, I bet with you it will never come down. Because government does not regulate the price. Those who produce irregular, is it not what to lie you sell your products? I do know one thing. Any quality product, quality people buy it. You know, I learn everywhere. If I learn from a madman. You know what I learned there? I learned how not to be mad. We went somewhere this week to buy battery. It was a challenge. Great challenge.
If all other battery were outside.
And someone came there. What I gave. My brother asked his sister, what of that one? Is it Oga? It is too costly. What do you mean by that? Say,
bring it for me. Let me see it.
The man was shocked. You know, because of his stature. I didn't know that what is in him is what? Is bigger. He said, bring it. Are you ready to pay? I said, bring it. When they counted money and paid, from there I realized what God is talking about. When God hides you to equip you, wait. Wait! And the man told him, he said, you see this one? Now there will they hide it. I said, why are you not displaying it? He said, people cannot buy it. I said, yeah. Only few can buy it. Will not be among the few. Poverty is a curse. Sickness and disease is a curse. Backwardness is a curse. Anything that Jesus destroyed, don't accept it. Do not do what? Accept it. He became poor so that you become rich. Is that your Bible? Give other scripture. Whether some of you still believe in it. How many of you are getting blessed now? Thank God though. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. That day I think and I keep thinking. I say, Lord, you mean this is what is happening. This is exactly what is happening. The value you added to yourself will determine what they will price you with. If you have no value to yourself, they will price you with no value. Don't let any devil deceive you. Prayer does not make people to be great. Hear me. Prayer only gives you idea of greatness. Hard work is what brings the greatness to come to pass. Enough of all this prayer, prayer. Just enter prayer, prayer, prayer. The idea he gave you last year, what do you do with it? And now you are looking for another one. You are looking for another one. You say, okay, let's just pray. Whether 1 million will fall down. That will never happen. You know why? There is no money in heaven. There is no money what? But heaven is full of ideas. God will bring idea to you here from heaven. And when you utilize the idea with hard work, then you do what? You make what you want to make here. Am I communicating now? How many of you have prayed for money to come and money refused to come? They are not answering me. And this is what you are doing every day. It's not what you do every day. How many of you have prayed for money before and the money refused to answer you? Huh? But how many of you have a bag of beans to sell and you take it to market? What answer you? And we keep on praying for money. Excuse me, it doesn't happen like that. Hello? Do you know poverty kills more than sickness? It kills quickly than even sickness itself. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. Is he riches your Lord? Yes. How do you bring that riches to reality? By wisdom. Wisdom. Application of acquired knowledge. Application. Practical application of acquired knowledge. Practical application of acquired knowledge. For the purpose of achieving a desired result. Let all the enemy of my father die by fire. Excuse me. The question is that who is your father? My father's house is heaven. God is my father. There is no enemy there. So I stop praying those prayers. Am I communicating? And in your biological father today that you are praying, how many have died there? No, Satan will just be laughing. Do you know what he did? He engaged you with activity without productivity. He just engaged you in doing nonsense. And you keep doing that. You swear, nothing happened. Friends, as a child of God, God is your father. And there is no enemy in your father's house. What Jesus described as my father said, in my father's house, there are many mansions, not many enemies. Is that your Bible? How many of you have read that passage before? In my father's house are many mansions, not many enemies. What did he do to our enemies? He destroyed them so that you have freedom to operate and exercise your dominion here on earth. Stand to your feet. Get a vision from God through hard work. you will do great things. Hallelujah. Help me never to waste my time. Help me never to waste. Help me never to waste my
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord. Thank you.